do 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 do.
I'm already laughing.
Yeah, no, we're coming in hot. We're hot.
It's a pink mask night tonight.
Yeah, but I'm not wearing a pink mask.
You're wearing a yellow mask with lizards.
Yeah, man, because I'm the lizard king. You should see my tongue right now.
I don't want to. No.
That's why I'm wearing a mask.
No, that's not.
There's so many benefits. Hi, everybody.
Hi, I'm Pete.
I'm Brian.
I'm Neil.
Welcome back to Dad's Movie Night. We are three dads navigating the movies of our youth, and boy, did we find one for you guys tonight. Oh, I can't wait till Christmas, Brian.
No, we're not going to, we don't unwrap that gift until it's the Yuletide. we're in Halloween right now.
I really thought you were going to end that sentence with, we don't want to unwrap that gift.
But you know, like when your grandmother gives you like that gift and it's like a big box, but you know that it's just full of socks and underwear.
Yep.
I like that box now, though.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm saying. Maybe this box of underwear and moldy socks has aged well with time, like a mulled wine.
You're talking about the movie tonight.
Yes.
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 Okay. I doubt it, but it might be.
we're gonna find out. But let's look at the bright side. No matter how bad it is, the worse the movie, the more listeners enjoy our pain.
Yep. So, we're going to enjoy this pain and answer three questions. Neil, question one.
Does it hold up?
Oh, he got it.
He's been studying.
Question two.
Do we make our kids watch it?
Okay.
Question three.
Still counts.
At least you're consistent.
I bet in your head you're doing this.
If I keep saying it, it'll be the right answer.
Okay,
eventually.
I know it. Like the next one, I know this. I practice it. I'm not going to say it. I always say that it should be reboot, but instead it should be kids watch it. And
ah, fuck!
What? No, I'm messing up.
That's right. So the third and final question is, should it be remade, rebooted, or removed from the earth?
Or recycled.
Okay. And recycled.
We like the R's.
Responsibly.
Yes. Yeah, those are the three questions.
Look at you. Captain Alliteration.
Wow.
All right, so who wants to tell our lucky listeners what we're watching this evening?
I have a need.
The need for speed.
Or in this case, maximum overdrive.
Yes, I need maximum.
That's right. Here comes another package of joy.
Directed by Stephen King himself.
This was his first directing credit, and maybe only? No.
I think it is first and only.
He learned his lesson.
Yeah.
Or we learned our lesson.
We're going
Jokes
to.
Jokes on us.
Okay, so do you guys remember much of this movie?
Well, I read the short story, and that was good.
Yeah, I read the short story to Lawnmower Man. Did not line up to the movie.
No. Much like this movie, it's not. It's a weird choice, because the story works as a story.
As a short story.
That you can read. I don't really know if you can make a movie about it, but they did.
And here we are.
Here we are.
What do you remember, Neil?
I remember the truck with the Green Goblin face on it. Okay. I remember something funny happens with a vending machine. That might have been a Stephen King scene. I can't remember.
They're all Stephen King scenes.
They're all his scenes.
There might have been... Oh, goodness. I don't know.
I just remember like a blender chasing a kid across a diner. Or something like that.
They're hopping like the Brave Little Toaster.
Pretty much. They're like in a truck stop at a diner or something, and there's like a toaster or a blender like trying to kill people.
I'm thinking right now about like how my Xbox is really going to lash out in anger.
Well, after we've been treating it so poorly recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so I remember this has Emilio Estevez in it.
Which... For the record, I'm starting to worry that maybe Emilio Estevez is not that good of an actor.
We're going to have to watch Mighty Ducks to make sure.
Quack, quack, Mr. Duckworth.
I've never seen Mighty Ducks.
What? Really?
I just got the look of death from you, Neil.
I mean...
Like, I've never seen you angry, and I just saw daggers in
I'm surprised you haven't seen that.
And here we are.
Yet here we are.
Yeah. Part of that movie was shot where I went to college, and people talked about it all the time. And I grew up in a hockey family, so I've probably seen that movie 5,000 times.
Well, I've seen the movie Miracle.
I was going to say, like,
Miracle is a good
count?
Movie. I've seen that
Slapstick?
One 5,000 times, too.
But
Slapshot?
Slapshot I've seen many times, yes.
You know that I know the sports movies as well as I know the sports.
Yes. Touchdown!
Sports ball, hey.
Sports ball. So back to the movie.
Yeah, I was like, wow, these are better movies that we could be watching.
Yes, but tonight we're going to watch Stephen King's directorial debut, his ultimate.
It's maximum.
His maximum.
His zenith of directorial skills.
That's right.
Yes, his Icarus flying too close to the sun. And
if Icarus took a boatload of cocaine.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is just going to... I have a bad, bad feeling about this.
I mean, it's Emilio Estevez, some randos in a diner against cars.
No, trucks. Sure. And appliances.
Emilio, I hope there is a wrestling match against like some random Cuisinart or something, like where I see him rolling on the ground, tussling.
Oh, no. I want to see like either like a washing machine or like a dishwasher, like ambling across, like, put him up, dear.
This is like, they don't talk. Like Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so we're going to see like the more violent version of that castle battle from Beauty and the Beast?
Oh, that's going to be terrible.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be a feast of Stephen King proportions.
Look at it this way, though. Like, we're already panning it so low that we might just find ourselves entertained. So that's good. There have been times where we've been like, this is going to be awesome, and it hurts so badly.
I'm so sorry about last week, guys. That's my fault. But we should be watching Young Guns 2 instead.
Well, I mean, to be fair, it was still amusing.
Young Guns 2 is a better movie.
Well, we could always revisit.
next year.
That's true. And this might be a comedy tonight. We may have just been thinking about it all wrong.
Right. We got to look at this from a different angle.
We're going to look at all the angles.
You guys know the rules. We're going to go get ourselves some scotch or bourbon tonight and some ice cream. And then we're going to come back in, settle in. And I don't know. Did you guys see how long the movie is? I'm going to say my guess is 87.
I'm going to go a couple minutes longer than that.
Oh, so I was thinking like, I was thinking about 110.
Ooh. Almost 2 hours?
That's a Stephen King movie. Like,
yeah, but
the man does not know.
It was a four-page short story.
It was not four pages. It was like a novella.
Okay, but still.
I mean, it's Stephen King. He doesn't do anything short.
No.
Touché.
No. I mean.
We'll see if he can stick the landing on
this. Tabitha King knows what I'm talking about. Isn't that right, Tabby?
On that note, guys, we are going to fire it up, and we'll see you in just a few clicks of the mouse. Do-do-do-do-do. Maximum Overdrive!
Wait, doesn't this have AC/DC as the soundtrack?
Yes, it does.
Oh! Silver Lining. And we are back.
How are you guys doing? Everybody okay?
I mean,
are we cool?
I have so many questions.
You're not going to get answers.
No, but I actually, like, all of my notes are just questions. Like, lots and lots of questions. But welcome back, everybody. I really hope for this episode that everyone listening also hit pause right when we hit pause and also watch this movie with us.
So they can understand.
So they can be here with us right now. And
like a support group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So how did you put it, Brian, so eloquently? No, Neil, it was you. There's an hour and a half. We're not getting back.
It was rough.
That's being generous. That's kind.
Well, it was a 20-minute movie that they stretched into an hour and a half.
Did it need to be 20 minutes?
I mean, yeah.
Like, because the first 20 minutes was all of the really terrible setup of like, oh, look, shit's happening, and don't know any character's name.
That was the first half of the movie. I mean, we went two-thirds of that movie before we learned that the boy riding on the bike for the whole movie's name was Deke.
Deke, yep. Or was Emilio's name Billy, Bubba, Hero, Genius? What were some of the other ones? It kept changing.
Mr. Right Now?
Mr. College Boy.
Mr. College Boy! Yeah, College Boy.
Well, and of course, you know, there had to be some romance because in times of strife, you know, really brings people together.
I see what you did there because they were literally, you know, together.
Yes.
Doing sexing.
Yes. The most ridiculous part of this movie was the two characters, Emilio Estevez and the female lead, playing footsie, and somehow, even though she's a foot taller than him, they were eye to eye.
20 seconds before that, when he reaches his arms up to go around her neck, Give her a hug or pull her close or whatever it was. Let's
hold me closer, tiny dancer.
I'm not tiny. I'm a wear a size 7 shoe.
Everybody was taller than Emilio Estevez.
Even the kid. The
kid shows up and is like, "It's okay, little guy. I'm here now."
Okay, so shall we jump right into a 2-sentence synopsis?
Yeah.
All right.
Who's going?
I'll go first.
Do it up.
All right. In a world where every machine in the world goes into maximum overdrive and starts killing all the people in the world, the people need a hero like Billy, who's also a genius, wisecracking Bubba college boy with authority issue, who derps around saying unintelligible shit that you can't understand. The whole goddamn world has gone tits up. But maybe tomorrow it will be our world again. But was it ever? I don't care. This movie sucked.
100%.
Yeah. And aside from that, I have no strong feelings on the subject.
I
tried to use as many quotes from the movie in my 2-sentence synopsis. 90% of what I wrote was literally shit they said in the movie.
So was this supposed to be some sort of reference to, like, you know, capitalism? Or, like, who owns the world, really? Do we own it, or is it our machines?
Well, it was this whole idea that we've created this world, and the world itself that we've created is ruling us. I have a feeling, like, Stephen King was trying to do some sort of social commentary.
I think Ferngully did a better job.
Well, that was my least favorite quote from the movie, where she just ran out the front doors and started screaming, "We made you!
That was your least favorite?
That was my least favorite part of the movie, because it was... I think that's
what the
point was. The
first or second time she did that.
Yeah.
I was glad... Well, it was nice when she got tore up by a military machine gun.
But
why? Both times, like, she out of nowhere just snaps, runs out to say that, and it's like, what are you doing?
I think that was Stephen King, like, being, in case you didn't get it, here's the moral of the story. And, boy, it was really on the nose, I guess.
Yeah. It was... Okay, who's next?
Neil?
Well, mine is short. I'm going to say, in honor of Yardley Smith being in the movie, which was one of the best parts, I'm just going to say, Tremors did it better.
Oh!
And again, Tremors was a lot better.
That's very true.
Yardley Smith, like, you're right, that was the highlight surprise of this movie.
Who knew she could drive a race car?
Yeah. She can drop the hammer.
Yeah.
All right, my 2-sentence synopsis. All right. Trucks and some machines come to life to kill people and drink gasoline. AC/DC is still a bitchin' band.
Ooh!
That was the other highlight of this movie, was that we got to hear AC/DC.
And we got to see a van with AC/DC on the side.
And we did hear Wagner's Ride of the Valkyrie.
That was a great music cue. Even AC/DC couldn't save this movie.
No. Well, because they used them at the weirdest point.
Yes, they did.
Like, Hell's Bells was them opening up a sewer grate to drop a rope to go down and go into the sewer.
Crawling through a pipe for 3.5 minutes.
Oh, we saw a lot of pipe crawling.
Like, okay, so... To be fair, pipe crawling can be done well, Shawshank Redemption, and it can be done like this.
Yeah.
Well, there was one point where, like...
Did you notice that in the pipe crawling scene, like, so when Emilio Estevez first goes in... And he turns the flashlight around to go down. Like, they just flooded camera lighting onto that area. And then, like, as he turned, like, they, like, tried to turn it down. And then they turned it back. But the lighting guy wasn't quite in time. So it just kept coming on at weird times.
I mean, that's true. That was the big flaw of this movie, was that camera lighting scene really was just out of sync.
You know, I was just making an observation.
I think you're looking, like, during that time was, like, the 8th time I checked my phone.
Well, actually, like you said, we got a lot of questions. So the movie begins in a major metropolitan area where this is also happening.
Right.
But for some reason, then it just makes a hard pivot to this little gas station in the middle of nowhere. Are we assuming this is happening across the entire world?
It was.
It could have been anywhere in the world.
Not only that,
but we are at the Dixie Boy.
We learn at the end of the movie, they just write like a 5th grade book report of 2 paragraphs. By the way, 2 days later, a Russian satellite blows up a UFO.
Yeah. And everything was fine.
I would love to have seen that.
Yeah.
That would have been a much better movie. Or maybe any other part of the world where this was happening.
Well, the other problem is...
Oh, man. Imagine if this was happening at, like, Deep Star 6 or Leviathan, like, under...
I like Deep Star 6. That's a good movie.
Yeah, but, like, but... No, it's, it was not a good movie.
You should see the director's cut. It's a good movie.
Okay, but... Or the In the Abyss, when they're, like, down 4 miles below the ocean, and, like, this shit's happening down there. That would have been cool.
Anywhere.
Anywhere than a truck stop in rural North Carolina.
This is the problem, is that there's no real rules about what goes evil. We start seeing, like, the pinball machines and everything are killing people, but the coffee maker doesn't. The lights don't.
No, but some lights did, and then, like, someone's hair dryer did.
Right, but the electric knife cars.
Most of the cars didn't, except the one that cut the lady in half with the window who had the big ring at the end.
But some people, like, so it was just all, there was no rhyme or reason.
And Hobgoblin, I mean, Green Goblin truck is really super sneaky. He can, like, sneak up on people with, you have no idea.
Yeah, I know. It reminded me of the Austin Powers thing where he's just standing in a little hallway screaming, no!
No!
And it's like 5 minutes later. You know, it's like all these people could have lived. All of them could have lived.
Yes. Like, so when, you know, gun machine car is shooting up the truck stop and like three of the dudes are like, this seems like a good time to stand up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, did he stand up and get shot? I better stand up and check. Oh, no!
I've been shot! You've been shot? Where? Let me stand up and look.
And we have to call them three dudes, because we don't really know who they are. I honestly don't know their names.
No. It was either Handy, Joe, Max, Steve, Frank, Andy, Brad, Barry, or Rolf.
Rolf was my favorite.
You're like Matt Damon, just listing his fictional brothers and sisters. You can say anything you want, and I'll believe it.
That's awesome. That's fucking awesome. So, Neil?
Yeah?
Did this movie hold up for you?
It didn't. I was hoping it was going to be more of a comedy, and it had a couple of moments where I think it was trying to be funny. Actually, well, here, if we want to talk about the things we liked, I did really like the sequence where Deke is riding his bike through the neighborhood, and he's like just coming to grips with what happened. I mean, the vending machine thing was stupid, but him riding his bike and just seeing all these atrocities, like, honestly, that was a great scene. I liked it.
Anytime it focused on Deke, I actually thought that that was a pretty decent storyline.
Yeah. And in particular,
that followed that story.
Like, when he came out from the culvert and then was checking the Jesus guy, and he, like, looked dead, and then, like, he, like, came and grabbed him, I actually thought that that was probably the scariest part of the whole movie.
The Jesus guy was by far the scariest character.
But like when he grabbed, he was like, help me or I'll kill you.
And you believed he really would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, unfortunately, he gave away their position.
It's true. Then the dump truck came and destroyed the culvert.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I liked the bike riding sequence where he's going through the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
The Ride of the Valkyries song cue was funny.
Served no purpose.
Not even a little.
Then the plane flew over. I'm like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen with that plane. Of course, you see it later that it's, you know, tits up into a bus.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're supposed to be like, I'm assuming that was the
same
kids.
I'm assuming that was the same plane.
Yeah.
That's pretty much everything that I really did like. And the sad thing is I feel like when we're talking about it now, like, oh, remember when he shot up the gas station and did this other dumb thing? It's kind of like The Princess and the Pea. Way, way, way underneath this movie, there's an idea that could be fun, which is what we'll talk about more when we get to the reboot and all
that. The short story was solid. It just visually.
This short story should have been a short movie. This movie could have been 12 minutes long, and that's it. Now, you could, in theory, and this goes to your point, Neil, of, like, under all of these mattresses, there is a pea of, like, an idea that could be a decent TV show? Or, like, honestly, I'm kind of interested in the world of, like, if something happened
like
in the
Walking
world,
Dead, but with Maximum Overdrive.
But
that would work.
If all technology turned against humans,
it would be terrifying.
That would be terrifying. And it just needs to be not directed by Stephen King.
And not at the Dixie Boy and not a whole lot of other stuff we said.
Yeah, like you could create maybe five different threads of a storyline in different parts of the world all weaving together over, like, you know.
Yeah. But my thing is, I think for me, like, that's too much. Like, I don't need to see 30 episodes of this. I'd rather see like a 20 minute vignette for like a Creepshow 3 or something like that. Just shorten this whole thing down to a brief, brisk 20 minutes of what if this happened?
Like a Twilight Zone episode or something?
Yeah, ooh, and that's okay, it. Like, okay. I don't want to see... because I don't think that really, it's not going to bring a whole lot to be like, and now in France we watch as the baguette machine.
You brought up a really good point. Like, the novella ends with the humans just being pressed into service, and like the trucks are constantly getting fed, and Finn, you know, the world now sucks. It should have ended like that. It actually should have ended in an uncomfortable place for humans. And, like, there's no winning. Mm. Because the way that they won, it's like, oh, look, we have guns and we can have a rocket launcher and we blew up the...
And cars are really big on, you know, blowing up into a million pieces when shot at with an Uzi.
That I loved how the ice cream truck blew up being shot up by an Uzi.
That ice cream truck, like, it didn't, there was not supposed to be the payoff. Like, that was the creepy truck following around that kid. That could have been, like, this big, bad, like, freaky moment. And it was like, ha-ha, we're going to blow it up with the Uzis. Go, Curtis!
Yeah, and it didn't even, yeah, it was Curtis that, like, was able to shoot it, not Deke. Deke should have fucked up that.
Yes. Ice cream truck. Instead, he blew up the takeout menu.
The takeout menu.
Here, are we already deep into the next question? Is that kind of where we are?
Oh, yeah, we didn't have to finish question one, did we?
Oh, I mean, I think we all can say, like, this movie didn't hold up. This was garbage.
Yeah, this movie was fucking terrible. It's not a top five terrible, but I think it's number six.
Well, it's so benign. Like, you can tune this out and just, like, oh, hey, look, explosions.
Like, yeah.
That guy's going to die.
We have watched movies where we've just been not happy for the entire time. We've just been, like,
Daryl.
Masters of the Universe.
Short Circuit.
Dark Crystal. Like, we were literally angry because either we misremembered the movie and we were like, oh, my God, it's going to be so great. Like, we kind of knew this was going to be shitty. So here we are.
Low bar, couldn't quite clear that.
The
low
bar was on the floor, and here we stayed on the ground. Yeah. So with question two, because this is where I think it gets interesting. I do definitely want to see a reboot of this movie, like in a completely different form. No Stephen King attached to it. But I want.
You gotta stick to his lane.
No, but I wouldn't mind seeing this movie focused on Deke. Like, it actually follows him and maybe two or three... Because, like, you know, with it, following the kids around in the first part, it's terrifying with the kids trying to make sense of, you know, what's going on in the world, and all of the adults are getting killed around them. I think that would actually be kind of... If we're trying to go for a scare factor, I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Well, again, like, his harrowing journey on that bike, dodging, like, the ice cream truck, like, with the...
Oh, and
the,
like, if the ice cream truck was, like, stalking him. Yeah. So, like, if he comes out and then you see the truck, like, reverse...
Well, and you hear that... Or he'd be at night and he would just hear that music somewhere but couldn't pinpoint where it was. Like, so it's this constant pressure of, like, where is that truck? Where is
and
that truck?
And all of us have had that moment of, like, ice cream man! Ice cream man's here! Oh, my God, the ice cream man's... But now it's, like, totally flipped on its head where you're, like, oh, shit, the ice cream man... Get the fuck out. He's going to kill you.
So you would not go the comedy route. You would cut that out, stick with the horror side.
Well.
At least add tension.
You or know, add tension, but like, you know.
That's what this movie was lacking, was tension. There's no tension.
There's no tension. There's a bunch of cars driving around. Like, it needed something. You know, you can have comedic elements and comedic moments in here, but if you're going to make it like the world's gone sideways quickly and everyone's dying by, like, you know, their hair dryers killing them, their earphones are electrocuting them. Like, that could be some crazy fucked up... Like, when he was going through the neighborhood and he saw the guy on the porch with his headphones on and, like, blood coming out of his ears. Like, they could actually have done more, especially with technology now, they could do more with, like, those moments actually happening as he's running by. And people, like, their brains are oozing out of their head and just, like, all sorts of, like, really creepy fucked up shit. Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah,
that's my two cents.
Yeah, I think the premise would get better if you updated it to now. I mean, we've certainly gone further in that direction of, you know.
Yeah, well, we're the fact that, like, all of us wear technology that are, like, trackables, like, you know, Apple Watches, you know, sleep trackers, you know, all sorts of, like, Fitbits or whatnot. True. Imagine that kind of shit, and, like, the technology knows where everybody is. At all times with cell phones and all of that shit. Like, think about how much more terrifying that could be, where you can get pinpointed by satellites anywhere in the world and like they start sending a car or a truck or
okay. So here's a question:
drones coming after you.
Here's a question for you: if you're going to update it,
it's Skynet.
Instead of having the military truck with a gun, what takes that place? What's the new super technology?
Ooh, good question.
Well, going with your tracker thing would be even more interesting. Is that if you try to take it off, like that's when it overheats and like blows up and like kills you.
I would
like
say
that. So you can't take the trackers off.
Yeah, so I would say it would just be kind of like a live stream internet voice.
It would be Mark Zuckerberg, who is actually a robot.
Yeah, maybe it would. Or, you know, Steve Jobs is not dead. He's just, you know, Robo Steve Jobs. And he's... Yeah. They took him out of cryo freeze, and he's like, now we'll rule the world. Who knows?
Or it would just be Alexa.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh!
It would just be like an Echo Dot or whatever.
Yeah, but it's like the same, you know, it's like it's in everyone's house. It's, oh my God. Actually, that is kind of a creepy premise. They should redo that.
But again, it's sort of hard because what we run into is like, well, where, like, it's, you really got to work with the tension and you need character building. Like, we had no character building.
Yeah.
What do we know about Emilio Estevez? He had a checkered past.
He had a college degree, or he was in college.
He didn't seem like it.
There was a
he said that. He goes, I don't care. Cops, there was a spotlight. I froze. It's all right.
Yeah. Did he kill someone? I don't know.
I don't know.
He had a checkered pass, and now he's, you know, flipping burgers.
Yeah. Well, partway through, one of you guys said this could be a Michael Bay movie, and that's the other direction you could go. You could just press hard on the rock and roll and explosion angle.
I mean...
And you know what?
How do you not? Anyways...
That has an appeal.
Mark Wahlberg.
It might be a lot more fun. I mean, I think all of the ideas that you were talking about, Pete, are great ideas, but maybe it should have just been a book to be scary. Like, I just don't know that an Echo Dot is going to be scary for an hour and 40 minutes.
See? And that's why. Like, a 30-minute little, like, a little, you know, some gore, some a little bit of tension. And
so
like,
maybe the Michael Bay version, it would be where I would take it.
Or, you know, if we wanted to go comedy, I was pressing Ryan Reynolds as the new Emilio Estevez in this. Because that would definitely work with a little bit more dry wit and humor.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to say I see your version, and I just to say something else. I'm like I said, pressing the Michael Bay, bigger explosions. You probably got to actually have, you know, Nickelback concert, and it puts one of the places where this happens.
Oh. Look at this photograph!
And it's a Michael Bay movie. Yep, that's where I'm going to go with it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. No, like, I okay.
So, this next question is pretty easy. No, my kids will never watch this movie.
There's just there's no reason to.
No, and in fact, if they ask me, hey, Dad, you ever hear of Maximum Overdrive? One of my friends at school said it was awesome. Should I watch it?
Why would their friend at school say that?
This is a hypothetical.
Who else has watched this movie in the last decade but us, I feel?
No one. I will say to my child, I said, who is this person and how can I beat them up for you? You will never watch this movie.
Yeah, I'll hand my kids, I'll say, you know what I do have is a book and it's called Night Shift and it's got some stories in it and you should just go read that.
Yeah.
I would just read some Stephen
Although,
King.
Although, like, this would be a decent punishment movie. Not like, you know, because it's just that innocuous. Like, you have to sit here for 97 minutes. You're in timeout, and since you took my car without asking, you have to watch this movie about cars and trucks taking over the world for 97 minutes.
Or you could just look at them and scream at them, I made you! I made you!
While holding a bazooka.
And they'll just shoot you down.
She had the bazooka in her hand.
Yeah, what was her goal? What was her end game with this plan?
Another point of order. Grenades don't blow up like that.
Nope.
Like that was them leaning into Michael Bay.
Well, point of order, how is it that the car starts speaking in Morse code? Why do they aliens or whatever know Morse code? What's that all about?
They were trying to Rickroll them.
Yeah. That'll be a Michael Bay thing too, yeah.
And good thing that someone in the diner knew Morse code because I feel like today it would be like, what's it doing? I don't know.
That wouldn't go well today.
Beep, 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 dash,
to
beep.
Give you up. Never
gonna let you.
Oh fuck, we're getting rickrolled.
not again.
Oh, you cars. One of the cars just plays at the Cucaracha theme.
El Camino.
El Camino. All right, some of the things that I... the first, what, like 15 minutes of the movie was nothing but a slow motion car pileup at that bridge?
Oh, yeah.
How much time did we waste with that?
How many watermelons did they destroy?
All of them.
One woman was like going, ah, no, and then like a watermelon hit her car. And it did it kill her? We don't know. It was never explained.
Unknown. Oh, so wait. And that's something, too, is, like, if the trucks have guns attached to them, they can fire the guns. But guns themselves can't turn on the people, right?
But they had some guns. Maybe the gun that was on the car was, like, hooked into some electronics or something?
Well, I mean, at least, like, I feel like today would make more sense since all cars have computers in them. Like, you could go with the whole Skynet computers thing. And it's, you know... stuff with computers. Now, that made no sense back in 1986?
87? Hold on, I'll IMDb that.
I feel
that.
Like 87.
I think it's an 87.
Ugh.
it is... Why do they never say... Oh, you have to, like, scroll down to
not Yeardley Smith said, eat my shorts.
Released? Oh, yeah, she did.
Yeah, she said, eat my shorts.
1986, July 25th, 1986 was its release date.
All right. We also had a scene where we listened to a guy poop in the bathroom while reading porn and talking to Emilio Estevez. Those are three terrible things to see in a movie.
So this movie cost $10 million to make.
Half of that was for cocaine.
And its total gross was $7.5 million.
Would have been more if it hadn't been for the cocaine.
I feel like they did plenty of cocaine in this movie.
$7 million. Like, wow. So it was a flop.
Oh, can we talk about the trailer briefly?
Like the movie trailer or the truck trailer?
The movie trailer.
The movie trailer.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's talk about the movie trailer.
As I remembered it, he had that Coke beard in the movie too, but he didn't.
No.
That was where I felt like it was not going to go well.
Yeah. He did his cameo like
that wasn't
first...
truthful.
He lied to us. Yeah. So much lying.
Yeah.
Oh man. So why didn't they just blow up all the trucks at the beginning of the movie, and then it was over?
That's a very good question. Didn't they like you know just go down the culvert?
Our
like
cars
30 minutes before the when they actually went down the culvert.
So, and do we never figured out if cars were on the human side or were they their own side?
They didn't do anything. For some reason, car, like your automatic bread knife, like bread cutting knife thing, will turn on you. But your Datsun, totally safe.
Yeah, and your lawnmower, which has no electronics in it because it's a gas powered engine, will automatically start and come after you.
Right. Although
nowadays we have electric. I have an electric mower.
Yes, yeah, so I mean that. I'm fucked now.
We know how you're going to die.
Yeah, that's going to turn so fast.
Weirdly, those things like you have to have the button held down, and if it lifted up and you're still holding on the button, it can actually be a little fucking creepy. I'm not going to lie.
You've been warned, Pete.
Well, again, like this is the thing. We see Coke machines like come to life and start shooting Coke bottle so fast or Coke can so fast that they can dent a dude's head, and Walkmans kill
like,
people.
That was actually some pretty cool practical effects with the can.
Oh, the indentation,
indentation in the forehead,
the indentation.
And he had a really good death scene. Like, did you like his quivering on the ground?
Yeah.
I thought that was actually
there's some
good.
Cool deaths. Like, you know, it hits a sort of Saw vibe of like, ooh, how's this person gonna die? But
what was your least favorite moment in the whole movie?
Oh boy, that's a toughie.
Your least favorite moment can be a ridiculous thing. I'll go
pretty much anything with Emilio Estevez trying to like have chemistry with what's her face.
Oh, that's pretty it's awful.
Yeah,
for me it was when Emilio goes out to talk to Green Goblin.
That was funny.
Like,
yeah,
I'm sitting there going like, well, so what's my motivation here, Steven? When I go out and talk to Green Goblin, like, what's going through my head? How am I supposed to do this? Steven going, Emilio, just do those lines and I mean, like, blow those lines and then go and do your lines.
Yeah. I think the thing that made me the most upset was the girl character, the woman, I don't know what her name was. She started out really cool and interesting, and then she just pivoted hard into generic, like, dressed in nice clothes to look at, has sex with Emilio person.
I can
for reasons.
For reasons.
Yeah. She started out as a good character.
That's true.
And then she turned into a different character that was very boring.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, like, there is just not a whole lot to talk to. There's not a whole lot happens in this movie.
I think we can wrap it up here, guys, and start looking at next week. We're at 35 minutes
Let's do
that. Because, like, let's not give this movie any more...
So it's October. I feel like we should have a horror movie, like or at least something a little more than this movie.
Okay, so like an 80s horror movie.
So like young Brian would be scared by.
Yeah.
Any ideas?
Well, I've been thinking that, you know, we've done Gremlins. You know, that was a Christmas horror movie. So let's go to the Kmart version of Gremlins and maybe see about doing Critters.
Well, or we could try and do, like, another Stephen King motor horror, like Carrie or something like that.
Or Christine?
Was it Christine?
Carrie? I didn't see Christine as a kid.
Carrie was the girl at prom.
Carrie. Okay, that was Carrie at the prom.
Carrie
okay.
was at the prom.
I'm sorry, it starts with a C.
He likes to name things after, you know, women's names.
We could always try, like, The Shining, Hellraiser. What about The Fly? Speaking of thing that's topical
right now. With Jeff Goldblum?
The Jeff Goldblum Fly?
Ooh, that could be good.
And it's topical.
I like that movie. I like
And I definitely haven't seen it in 30 years, so.
Mm. Yeah, Kmart Critters, The Fly, all of that. Good stuff. I'm up for anything.
Flip a coin for it?
Okay.
I got a coin.
Here's a coin right here. Yep.
Well, let's use Brian's coin.
My coin is shiny.
He's got a shiny.
I have a backup coin if I don't get the one I want.
I got a new shiny coin.
All right, let's see. Okay,
oh,
so.
You do. I like that.
What are we doing? Heads is.
Well, heads because should be fly.
Heads should be the fly.
Heads should be the fly.
Help me.
You know, and pence.
Help
and then
me.
Tails will be critters because, you know.
Critters have tails.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not? All right, and heads is going to be Odin. It's Tails!
Critters it is! All right, I'm glad we just made that simple. Okay, awesome. Good job, Brad.
Thank you. Though, of course,
we'll do the fly the week after. We'll do the fly the following week.
I like it.
So, hope you guys enjoyed it. We didn't.
Hope you enjoyed that coin flip, by the way. What a visual treat for you.
Wish you
could
have seen it. Yeah. Quality podcasting.
We are professionals. Thanks so much, guys. I'm Pete.
I'm Brian. Oh, go ahead, Neil.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. I'm Neil.
No. Thank you, guys. I'm not going to thank our listeners. I'm going to thank you guys. You guys made this happen today.
We did make that happen.
It's better with you guys.
I would not want to watch this movie alone. Ever.
Or sober.
For any reason whatsoever. Send us an email, dadsmovienight@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook. We have been posting more over there recently. And that's about it for me. So, toodles! Do 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 do.
Maximum Overdrive!
No, it should be who made who?
We made you!
Who made you?
We made you!
Who turned the screw?
Oh. Usually you have something witty to say.
Not for this movie.